He's a celebrity party planner, to the biggest stars in Hollywood, and his bow ties are bringing sexy back. Am I allowed to say that? Yes, I am. Mikey Russo from Mikey Saves the Date is joining us on the line. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, no problem. Thanks so much for joining us. Okay, so season finale is coming up. It's Sunday, right?
Yep, it's coming up.
All right. Well, we're going to talk
about... I've been planning for.
Oh, I know. Well, we're going to talk about that episode in just a second, but let's talk about the show in general. I know that weddings make people go crazy, right? I mean, this should be the happiest time in your life, but it's often the biggest battle with planning and getting everything together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually mind-blowing to see how people literally lose their minds, you know, over the simplest things. But in actuality, it's not the small things that they're losing their minds about. It's the bigger picture. It's like, you know, the mother of the groom feeling like her son is moving out and moving away. You know, that's the underlying things that are going on, but people don't know that that's truly what's actually happening.
So I imagine, though, as a planner, you're almost kind of a marriage counselor sometimes, too?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I've been through this, you know, many, many times, you know, as a wedding planner. So I've been in the business for over 10 years, so I've seen everything times like 10. So I'm able to help most of my clients through most situations with ease, laughter, and humor, you know, and just showing them that, listen, things happen, you just, it's out of your control, so just have fun with it and, you know, focus on what's truly important, which is the marriage. You know, everyone gets so excited about the wedding, but most of the time people kind of oversee the marriage aspect of it, which is mind-blowing.
So I imagine there's a lot of interference. You mentioned, like, about, you know, the in-laws or whatever it is. So I can't imagine that makes anything any easier. So you could have the couple, bride and groom, groom, whatever it is, disagreeing on one thing, and then when you have the families chiming in, that adds a whole new element.
Yeah, it actually does. And it's funny because in planning my own wedding, my partner, Richie, and I, you know, we were on the same page of not wanting a cocktail hour. We just wanted to do something so different, you know. And, you know, wedding world is watching, so I wanted to create something new and exciting. And then once his mom found out we weren't having a cocktail hour, she made us have one.
So, but what's
Which
the...
was, pretty funny.
But what is it that people butt heads about the most then? Like, is it the guest list? Is it the location or what you're going to be doing? Like, what's the biggest disagreement people have?
You know what? Honestly, you know, it's pretty much the same throughout every event and every party. It's the guest list because people don't know when to turn it off and when to, you know, put the limit on. And it's hard for every couple because, you know, people will say, well, we'll put, you know, a 6-month limit. If we haven't seen anyone in 6 months, they're not invited.
Right.
But then, you know, that's like immediate family sometimes. Maybe immediate family doesn't live in the same state. So it becomes very tricky. And obviously the other major component would be budget and, you know, how much money you're spending.
So let's talk about that then. On average these days, which I know it's going to be hard to pinpoint, but what does the average wedding cost? Let's try to make this simple. Like 50 or 100 people just at a hall, no big tropical destination. Like, what would you say the average cost is for a wedding?
I would say like the average cost across America for like 100 people would be between like $30,000 and $35,000. That's like your average. Obviously, you know, most of my clients are spending that on, like, lighting alone. but, yeah, I would say, like, that's pretty much average.
But what's the most bizarre wedding request that you've had, then?
Yeah, so one of the most bizarre requests was really out of the box for me. And it was on Mikey Saves the Date. I had a groom that, you know, he was a collector of human skulls. So he wanted some of the skulls incorporated within the wedding. So initially I thought that was just totally weird, random, and odd, but then when I met him and got to know them as a couple, like, it made sense, and then I found myself infusing more of their own style in the wedding than they were. Like, they wanted a very plain vanilla wedding cake, like, with white frosting, and I'm like, that is absolutely not happening. I'm like, you guys are far too cool to have a very traditional cake like that. So it was actually a little funny to see how I was pushing their envelope a little bit, but yeah, I would say that was definitely by far the craziest response.
Yeah, we've got to get back to the music. We're going to hear about the season finale of Mikey Saves the Date, more with Mikey Russo right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Back talking with Mikey Russo from Mikey Saves the Date. A big season finale, though, coming up Sunday, and I hear there's a real bridezilla on this one, isn't there?
Yeah, but it's not me. which is totally shocking. My partner, Rich, really threw me for a loop. Like, I mean, I've planned weddings for, you know, some of the world's most famous people, and they were a walk in the park compared to planning my own wedding to my now husband, Richie. Crazy. Mind-blowing. I was just like, every small little decision that I was making, like, he was micromanaging, like, every single thing. And I'm like, Rich, I'm like, I've done this quite a few times. I think I have it under control, but you'll have to watch. It's actually quite entertaining.
So,
a lot of eye rolling.
Love it. Now, we talked about it earlier, though. Did you learn anything about your relationship then going through this process?
Yeah, you know, we know each other for so long. We know each other for 13 years. So, like, I thought he would have had a little more trust in, like, what I would pick for us as a couple versus me just planning, like, a wedding for myself. You know what I'm saying? So, in the end, there were things that he was thrilled with and things that he was, like, you know, somewhat, you know, okay with. But I found it shocking that he didn't trust me more with making decisions that would suit the both of us, mm-hmm. which was a little trippy. But
so,
yeah, I mean, you'll see in the season finale, probably I picked out one of the most gorgeous tablecloths possible, and Richie absolutely positively hated the tablecloth. But he didn't see it in the space, and he didn't see it, you know, in my whole vision of pulling everything together, so he couldn't get it. Like, he just couldn't grasp the fact that I wanted this disco ball-looking tablecloth. He thought it would just be too party-ish. I know the best.
Exactly, exactly. Always trust the planner. So what were maybe, did you have, like, three requirements or a list of, like, must-haves for your wedding when you were growing up, though?
You know what? Not really. And it's funny, because I see this with a lot of my clients. Like, they have their weddings planned out to the very minute detail, and they just literally put the groom into their plan. No, it was really the opposite for us. We really sat down and figured out, like, well, what do we really want for a wedding for us? Like, we took everyone out of it. We really did focus on what we wanted. There really wasn't, like, must-haves. I mean, I definitely love music and dancing, and I know that's a huge component to a great party. So that was like one of my must-haves. You know, I think that's pretty much for everyone. And then Richie's must-have, like, he loves food. He's a foodie. So food was really important to him. So, like, we had to have music and great food. And that kind of just goes hand in hand. But other than that, we really didn't have, like, something that needed to be set in stone, and we would have been devastated if it didn't happen.
All right, well, be sure to check it out. And it's on FYI Network, right?
Yep, it's on FYI, which they're doing really amazing things.
Yes, for sure. And I'm told our Canadian friends watch new episodes Tuesday nights. I didn't realize there was a difference, but either way, check your local listings, I guess, is the advice. Michael Russo, okay. Mikey Saves the Date, thanks so much for joining us today, and congrats on your wedding.
Thanks so much.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.